Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. This is our 601st Blog Talk Radio show. You can check out all our shows here and all our interviews that we've done over the years. You can find us on Facebook. We're also on X, and we're on, we're not on Instagram. We're on iTunes and Spotify, just recently Spotify. So go there and like us or download it and give us a listen. I'm Marianne, and you can find me at mama_hooch. And my other lovely co-hosts are Miss Anna. Hi, Anna.
Hello. I'm Kazi Hooch at Twitter. Let's see. Kazi Hooch on X and on Instagram.
Okay. And Jen's here. Hi, Jen.
Hi, I'm at RXJDK at Twitter.
And Diva Carrie couldn't be here tonight. I don't think she's coming. I think she's having fun at a wedding somewhere. So.
Ah, she's partying.
She's having a good time. Yeah, she's partying. But maybe she'll call later. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have drunk Diva. I don't know. So we'll see. Yeah. Yeah. I have
drunk
a wedding
Diva's
next weekend.
Drunk Diva's the best Diva.
Yeah. Next weekend's my nephew's wedding, so. I won't be here, but, yeah, I have a wedding next weekend, so looking forward to that. So also check out at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. They're not on X so much as they are on Facebook. And also check out at Teo Penglis, at Lauren Coslow, and at Kill Trip USA, who is Ian Buchanan. And they all have Facebooks and Instagram, too. So you can check them out on there. So, yes, we have a full week of shows from last week. I guess we can start. We were just talking about the prom, and we can talk about Holly and Tate. And it was the on Friday they went to the prom, and they had this plan to, Holly was going to sneak out because she wasn't allowed to go. So she was going to sneak out and somehow meet Tate. But here Nicole decided to let her go. So did you see that? I guess the Dr. Green, who was Aaron's brother, who wanted to go with Holly, I guess somehow he was talking to Nicole. I don't know. I think he convinced her, I think, to let Holly go. So she let Holly go, and so Tate was taking Sophia, and Sophia overheard Tate talking to Aaron that he was more or less going to dump Sophia onto Aaron and go off with Holly. So Sophia
overheard.
Yeah,
what a crappy thing to do.
Yes. Yeah, that is a crappy thing, and she kind of got her little bit of a revenge because she went and told Teresa that she knew that Tate and Holly were planning something, or thought they were planning something. She must not have told them exactly what, but Teresa was very suspicious. Brady was kind of downplaying it. And did you like how they were chaperones, but they were staying out where weren't actually in the gym. They were actually out where the lockers were. But I guess they could see inside the gym. Usually, aren't you supposed to be, actually in there? I don't know.
You would think.
Yeah. So that's what I always thought. So so we had that, and then let's see. So Holly and Tate are there, and they said, it's lame. I don't know what kind of music they were playing, but it sure wasn't, I don't think, today's music. Anybody notice that? I don't know.
I don't know what that was.
Yeah. So and really it was Tate comes out and says he has a headache, which is suspicious right there. like, and then Holly comes out and said she was just going to go to the bathroom, but I think that, right, Teresa and Brady then knew something was up and started following her, but she must have got out of there pretty fast because they couldn't find her. Mm. And they come upon Leo, who had seen them go into the Salem Inn, but he wasn't going to tell on them because he had promised them.
Yeah.
I don't know, Black, so many shows, right? Am I right that,
yeah,
that he wasn't going to say anything, that he had seen them together? But Brady did find out. Brady and Teresa, they're standing there and they're looking. Now, where would they go? And Brady happens just to look over and sees the Salem Inn. And
yeah.
It just registered. Did you see that? Like, oh.
Yeah.
Did you see that part, Anna? Okay.
Yeah.
So.
And I think Brady was trying to brush it off as, you know, a boy is going to be a boy. They, you know, these things happen. Like, let's not bother them. And Teresa hates that girl.
She's like so unrealistic. Like, more or less, Brady said, you know, he's a guy. He likes this girl. We're trying to keep them apart. Of course, they're going to want to try to be together.
Yeah.
You know, no matter how hard you try. My question is though, he rented a room. He must use a fake ID because he's only 17. So do they really rent rooms to 17-year-olds? I don't know how that is. I don't know. Am I right or wrong? Anyway, they got a room. He got a room. He was real nice about it. He told Holly, you know, because she even thought, oh, like, why did you do this, you know, expecting more? And he told her no, you know. They just wanted somewhere where they could be alone together.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. But he's being all gentle. They sat down on the bed, and they were just kissing. And, of course, they happened to be sitting on the bed kissing when Brady and I guess, Anna, you saw that part, when they came into the room. So they must have got a key from the hotel guy.
Uh-huh.
And Teresa, she's, uh-huh. And so now I guess she's really going to freak out. And I'm sure everything will be Holly's fault and not, you know, Tate when she, because there's, I think, some previews of them coming and showing, getting all upset at the Demiras. So I don't know. So it wasn't as big as, like, the last blast, like, with these teenagers so far. But
yeah.
I don't know. Did anybody think of, is that all you saw the prom? Really, there really wasn't much at the prom. You really didn't really see that much other than those four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like they didn't want to pay extras.
Yeah. So
that's what we have.
Yeah, right. Because you remember at the last blast, it was a whole big thing where Amber and Chloe, weren't they supposed to drop something? They dropped something on Chloe or
like
something.
From
they
the
had
movie
something still. Yes. I do remember that. But they had a lot of kids in the room. I mean, that was back in the day when they could afford to do all that stuff. So, yeah. So that's what's going on there with the whole prom thing. And like, Teresa is a hot mess. Does anybody agree? She's just one big hot mess. I don't know if
always
I like that.
Been.
I mean, yeah, always has been, I guess, because she's having dreams about Brady. But she wants to be with Alex because she wants the money. And Alex now tells her that he loves her, and he's telling everybody, tells Marlena, tells, I think, tells Leo.
Alex.
Speaking of Leo, and Alex running. Alex is running, and he stops by Leo, and Leo has a glass of water, and he says, can I have your water? I mean, what is this with these hunky guys running by Leo and asking for their water? Because even Leo made a comment about it. I forget what he said. So, because that Dr. Green did the same thing. Like, who doesn't run with, you know, if you're running, shouldn't you be carrying water or you go somewhere else? You ask somebody for anyway.
Yeah.
I have to say, Robert Scott Wilson has got a body on him.
Yep.
And he's, wow. Leo made a comment about his abs. I forget what he said. I don't know. Does anybody remember? I don't know what he said, but.
Not really.
I might have been too busy looking it. Yeah, he is like, you can tell that guy works out. But anyway, so we have that with Alex. And anybody see the thing between Alex and Justin? Anybody want to talk about that, Ann? Did you see that?
Alex needs to get his ass kicked.
Oh, I know. That was so hurtful to Justin. Like, you know, Justin was trying to warn him about Teresa.
Yeah.
More or less again. Yeah. You're not my father.
Yeah.
But he was his father for, what, 30-some years?
Yeah, I'm sorry. The people who raised you are your parents. That's it.
Right, exactly. And he can, like, turn it off and on that easy. I just. I don't know why they're going that route. I guess it's to make more of an because when Alex does find out.
And it's a bigger fall.
For the story. Yes, right. When he finds out that Alex, that Justin really is his father and the way he treated them. Because they did it, they wrote it differently for Lonnie when she found out that Abe wasn't her father. You know, they made it. She didn't just say, no, you're not my father anymore. But yeah, different circumstances, too. But, it's just more for the plot thing, I think.
But Lonnie's always been more mature than Alex.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true, too. Alex is just, he keeps saying he's changing, but he's just, I don't know. He got rid of Kristen, Kristen got rid of him, put it that way. So we have that going on, and then... Oh, we have Stefan threatening EJ. So EJ, more or less they're thinking if EJ gets his DA job back, as DA he can reopen the case and get Gabby out.
Yeah.
So EJ goes to Paulina with his deal that he'll drop the campaign of ousting her as mayor if she reinstates him as DA. So, she agrees, I guess. So, and calls Melinda, who's freaking out, I guess, over the phone.
And she hung up on her.
Yeah. Now, who thinks... Now, Melinda, she knows about Judith.
Well, it was funny.
Right?
It was funny because she says, how about, I think I have something, the head of sanitation or something like that. And that's when Melinda hung up. Instead of being a DA, she could have...
Oh, she was giving her another job.
Yeah. And not a very appealing one,
No. But now Melinda knows, now that she knows EJ's getting her job, she knows about, right? She knows that Jude is what's to stop her from now, going and telling Nicole. She has nothing to, unless EJ lets her be assistant DA or agrees. I don't know how that's going to go. I'm just speculating. I'm just thinking ahead because everybody has something on everybody. It's just...
Yep.
And it's hard to keep track of who knows what and who's blackmailing who. And so I just thought that was kind of interesting. Then we had Juneteenth on Wednesday with Abe and Paulina celebrating their anniversary. So that's already a year since they got married and Lonnie and Eli came home. 2 years? Oh, okay.
Wasn't it two?
Well, I guess so. Maybe it is two, yeah. Mm. Yeah, because Juneteenth, it's been 2 years. Yeah.
Yep.
You're right. So, and the twins are a little older.
Yeah, they are cute.
Yeah. So, we had that. Oh, and did anybody see they made
a
mistake?
So cute. They just didn't get to be on very much.
No,
California
I don't know.
Law. Yeah, it's a California labor laws, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I think Lonnie and Eli, I think they were only on for Wednesday. You know, they were only on Wednesday. They must have only been on for that show. I don't know if they went back to wherever already. And did you see when EJ came to the door, Paulina's apartment number said 226, and she's supposed to be 227?
Oh, God.
Somebody pointed that out. I didn't notice it. Somebody took a picture and... said.
Wow.
Yeah, so. Because remember when they first showed it, it was 227.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody.
I used to love that show.
There. Yeah.
That was funny.
Somebody messed up there. We had Chad and Julie went to see the banker. Did everybody catch the name of the banker? Anybody see that part?
Yes.
Did you see that?
Was it Hillbilly's banker?
Yes.
Is it is that right?
Theodore J. Mooney. Mr. Mooney.
Yeah.
No, not Beverly Hillbillies.
Mr. Mooney.
Lucy.
No, the
Lucy.
Lucy. I love Lucy. That's right.
Yeah,
oh,
Mr.
Okay.
Mooney. Theodore J. Mooney.
Yeah.
I like how they give names
okay,
like they did Sloan Peterson. That was Mr. Drysdale.
Wait, what was?
I'm Beverly Hillbillies.
Okay.
I'm sorry,
okay.
I watched too much. TV.
I forgot.
Okay.
When
I was they both were Lucy and the Beverly Hillbillies. Yeah, Mr. Drysdale. So he wanted the passcode to open this, and he said he cannot open it. No, no, no. That's like a big no-no. You can't, you know, open it without the passcode, all the privacy rules, and all that stuff. So he calls Rafe to get. You would think Clyde would have known that and gave him the passcode, but actually it was Goldman's safety deposit box, not Clyde's. But so I guess they had to get it from Goldman. So they got it, opened it up, and found this like flash drive, and they put it in. And they see this girl walking around, and it looks, never really showed her face, but it kind of looks like Abigail's stature, hair, but they're not sure. So that's kind of all we know right now. So, and there's this actress that's now coming on, and she's kind of like teasing, like, who am I? Because according to her, supposedly she doesn't know. She just knows she's this mystery woman that has a past. So, I don't know. Is she Abby? You would think. Or is she, you know, somebody else? I don't know. So that'll be interesting to see how that all goes. So, what else? So, no Kate. We saw Roman.
Yeah.
I don't know where Kate was.
Too much Lucas. Too much Roman.
Go ahead.
Too much Roman and Ava, and not enough Kate.
Ava. Oh yes, that's who was on with Roman. Ava. Ava came back into town looking for
Kayla.
Harris. Oh yeah, Kayla gave it to Ava for getting Steve in trouble, and Steve got himself in trouble again. Anybody see that part?
Yep.
She pissed off at him again. He just never tells her, just after all that other stuff, he doesn't tell her. He just goes and does stuff without telling her. Well, here he tells, was it Justin?
Yeah, because Kayla hired Justin.
Yes. Kayla hired Justin because she is afraid that Clyde's going to say who broke him out of prison. So Steve tells Justin to make a deal with the DA or whatever, he was the only one. No one else was involved, meaning Ava gets to go free, you know, and he doesn't want to involve John, doesn't want to involve Ava.
Yeah.
So he's taking the blame for it. Kayla finds on. She says, how can you let her get away? She was the reason, you know. So and he didn't tell her what he was going to do, of course. He just goes ahead and does it. So she's mad at him now about that. Steve doesn't learn.
Nope.
So we have that. So I don't know why
Steve would do that. He's the definition of crazy.
And does anybody wonder why Clyde hasn't said anything about those three breaking him out? Or do you think he's holding on to that for some other reason?
Probably going to blackmail him for something.
I don't know. Or did they kind of completely forget about that? I don't know. But that's what happened with Steve. Oh, and someone else came back from Salem, came back to Salem, and surprised Chad and Julie.
Jack,
yeah. So Jack's back. Jack
yeah,
was able
right.
to.
Yeah, Matt, really good.
Yeah. Matt Ashford looks really good, I thought.
Yeah.
And they tried to keep these, you know, secret of what Clyde said about Abigail being alive from him, but then he went up and and Thomas must have said something about his mom is alive. But then didn't they tell him she's alive in their hearts or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so he still really doesn't know. I don't know why they just wouldn't tell him. I don't know.
They don't want to get his hopes up.
Yeah. Did anybody see, did you see when Leo met Teresa for the first time, ran into Teresa?
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Yes.
Did you see it, Janet? Did you want to talk?
Better off as a brunette.
Yes, she looked better as a brunette. She would look better as a brunette, yeah. And he says, and maybe even a little accent. Maybe you could do better with an accent or something, yeah. Something like that. And there were some other things that they said, still referencing, you know, Gwen.
Gwen.
Yeah, so I thought that was kind of funny. Like
I wish they'd
when they
bring
do stuff
Gwen
like that.
Back.
You know what? I heard somewhere, you know, I look in these spoiler groups, that she's going to come back as Gwen at some point.
Good.
That's what I'm hearing. So now that could be a rumor. I don't know. It's not necessarily a spoiler, but I have heard that she might come back. So, Sarah got a call from, Xander's mother. Well, supposedly she thought it was Sarah's mother, but here it isn't. It was somebody that said that she's no longer at that number. So I don't know what's kind of going on there. So anyway, am I missing anything? Anybody have any comments before? Like we have a caller here, so. And I think it's Angela because she said she was going to call. So I know we haven't talked to her for a long time.
Angela. Oh my gosh.
Yes. I finally talked to her after a long time. So she said about calling in, and I said, yeah. So I'm going to bring her on now. Hi, Angela.
Hi there. Hey, it's
hey
good
there.
To hear all your voices.
Great to hear your voice.
Well, like I said, I'm sorry I've been away so long. I've been busy, but I just have missed all of you, and I really did want to call in, so I appreciate y'all taking my call.
Yeah. So, do you have any your observations?
I read something and I wanted to mention it because you were talking a little bit about Jen Lilly and the character that Emily O'Brien has been playing in her absence. And I don't know if y'all have read this. I don't think I heard it. I may have. I mean, it's. I can't remember if she actually did some type of radio interview or if it was something I read. But on Instagram, a discussion. But what I think I actually heard her voice. So I can't remember where I heard it. But she was saying that the former executive producer, when he was still there, because this would have been probably late last fall, when they're getting because they're filmed so far ahead. That they had called her to try to do a 12-week arc.
Right.
And she loves Days, and she wants to still be a part of Days. But she's doing a bunch of amazing things. I don't know if y'all follow her, but it's just very heartwarming to see how she's helping girls in trouble. She's with two other ladies who have opened up a home for younger age children and teenagers I think it's in Oklahoma. I'm not sure if it's Oklahoma City or quite where it is. But I encourage everybody,
is it Jen Lilly?
If you'd like. Yes.
Yeah.
I love Jim Lillard. And if you're interested in just seeing some of the great things that she's doing and what her heart is like, you know, they've had one child, genetically, and then they've adopted three. So it's,
right. I know she was fighting for some of those kids.
Right.
Yeah.
But I find her to be an amazing person, and it was very heartwarming to watch her. I'm on Instagram. I'm not on Facebook anymore. I haven't been on Facebook in about 11 years, but I followed that story. But somewhere I heard her voice, because I can't remember where it was, but she interviewed and she had said that, you know, the former executive producer said it would be a 12-week arc. And she had said to him that because she's already got other obligations, because obviously she's still working, plus, I mean, she has, you know, been leading the charge on building these homes for children that don't have homes. And then also when they turn 18, they can go to another place that they're building, you know, to sort of be able
wonderful.
To better transition.
That is so
to
wonderful.
To better transition into life, you know, because, you know, when you're 8, it doesn't necessarily mean when you turn 18, then you know everything. And, you know, and a lot of these folks,
so many of them don't have family. They don't have anybody.
I know they don't. Or they don't. It's very heartwarming. If you look, I know I saw most of this on Instagram. Like I said, it meant a lot to me. I've really touched my heart. But she said it was going to be 12. When she said she talked to the former executive producer, he said 12 weeks. And she said, I really don't have 12 weeks. She says, I want to come back to days. And to me, you know, and Emily O'Brien is a masterful actress. My hat's off to her. But I really feel like Jen Lilly, you know, is Teresa. So I hope that, you know, there will be time, you know, down the road where maybe Jen, you know, can come back as Teresa.
Come back, yeah.
I don't know that the storyline that they're having to play, I'm not sure Jen Lilly would have been, you know, comfortable in it. You know, it's been pretty adult. But she said that she told him that she could come for 3, maybe 4 weeks. And she said she tried to get the fourth week, but that still wasn't enough time. And then they called her back and said that, no, they had decided to go and, you know, switch Emily into that role with a blonde wig. I mean, it was an interview because Jen even said, which I thought, again, shows what kind of person Jen Lilly is. She wasn't upset. She said she was surprised, but she said, you know, since Emily has such dark hair, she said, you know, if I come back, if I were still to be able to come back for the 3 or 4 weeks, because I think she wanted to, she said she would be willing to dye her hair brown so that, you know, they didn't have to put just a wig on Teresa when Emily played her. The last episode I saw, I thought her hair looked pretty, you know, still looked a little bit more natural as a blonde. But otherwise, I think it's looked like she's had on a blonde wig all this time. Emily has.
Yeah.
So,
but was Jen Lilly's or Teresa's hair that blonde when Jen Lilly played her? I don't remember it being that blonde. Was it like a reddish blonde when she first started?
It was a little bit lighter, but her hair is, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, y'all can't see
blonde
me
now.
But anyway, I think it's much. It's lighter, and she's had it highlighted in several of her movies.
Oh,
that
okay.
She's done, you know,
I've
like,
seen her.
So it is lighter than it probably was when she first joined the show. But she volunteered to dye. She called Emily.
Yeah.
And told
her
that she was willing.
Read that somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just thought it was. I read the same thing.
Sweet.
Yeah, I remember.
I was impressed
hearing that.
Mm-hmm. So I think that if it's a 12, I guess my thing, again, you know, my detective skills are not good, but, you know, I always overthink things. I'm thinking if it was a 12-week arc, we're close to the end of 12 weeks. And so, and I've read multiple places that Emily O'Brien is going back to, you know, her other role. She's not leaving Days of Our Lives.
Did you hear that too?
So
Did you hear that about her coming back as Gwen?
Yeah. I've read. Okay. This is awful. I need to start writing down where I read this because I can't.
I know. I don't either.
Remember.
I see so many different things. Mm-hmm.
And I know. So I apologize. No, I don't have my. I can't reference where I found it. But I did. Mm-hmm. And I think so. I really think the 12-week arc is ending. And you know, we were were talking about Alex earlier, and of course, yes, I agree that Rob Scott Wilson is a very handsome man, and they have certainly played that to the hilt, and he's done a great job really being obnoxious. He really has done a great job being obnoxious. So I think that, you know, I am a huge Ben and Sierra fan, and
I like him as Ben, too.
I loved him as Ben, and I love Sierra, and I have read several places, and Sierra is in their latest pictures too. So I mean, Sierra with the what is her name that plays Sierra? I had that earlier.
Victoria.
I
can't
think of it.
What is it, Jen? Victoria.
Victoria Conifel.
Yeah.
Victoria Kent Conifel. Yeah, okay. So I know she's coming back for the show in November, you know, because that's when they've scheduled the memorial and the salute to Doug and, you know, obviously Bill Hayes, which is such a sad loss. But heaven knows he had an amazing life, and I got to meet him twice. And, he sang Always at Francis Reed's Memorial Brunch in 2010 that I got to attend. And I cried, and I'm the only person out of 45 or 50 people that cried.
I can't believe anybody else did.
I was at a huge table, and those people were looking at me like I was a crazy person. But I grew up, obviously with the show. He was so funny, and he was so sharp, and I just had even more respect for him. I've always enjoyed him on the show, and have really, you know, it's hard to believe that I can remember something from like 1972 because I was a little girl, but my granny watched the show.
I thought you watched with Granny.
Yeah, I watched with Granny. And so I remember a bunch. I remember when Maggie came to, and I would have been like,
I remember that too. I'm I remember Maggie in the red shoes. Yeah.
Yeah, but just I think that Sierra and Ben have to be starting pretty soon. So I think that, you know, I don't know how, you know, it will all work out, but I think somehow Alex will, you know, I think they're playing him so negatively right now. I mean, because he's really obnoxious. Alex is, not Rob Scott.
Yes.
Wilson,
he's gotten obnoxious. Yeah, I think Alex should come face to face with Ben. Play two part, you know. Wouldn't that be interesting? I don't know. And if they bring Ben back, or maybe he'll just play Ben for that, you know, for the memorial, and Alex won't be around anywhere. You know, that could be.
That could be. But I think it would be confusing for the overall. This is my opinion, which means absolutely nothing. But to me, you know,
for newer viewers, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think if you have a character that steps into another role that's already been on the show, then you can believe them as that person during that time period. But but I think it would be very confusing. It would be even confusing for me. It was confusing to me I guess I'm just confused. But I think it would be confusing to have two people play two different, to play this, you know, to be on the show and have an
right.
Alex and a Xander. And I just don't, I think, I don't know. To me, that would be confusing. So I think it would make, I think he was, I don't know who he was more popular as, but I know I loved him as Ben more. So it would suit me fine. I would love to have Ben and Sierra back.
I think he's more popular as Ben.
Yeah.
I think he did a better, I think
he
so.
He was a doll. And I love that love story. And that was more of a love story, kind of like Hope and Bo. You know, I mean, not complete, and certainly not at that level. Nobody will ever be another Hope and Bo. But I think,
right.
I guess just my personal opinion anyway. I don't know. But I do think that, I think that has to change pretty soon because they've got, you know, it can't be, you know, one day he's there as, you know, Alex, excuse me. There's so many people now, I guess, to think about. Not Alex, and then all of a sudden the next day he comes back and he's Ben. There's got to be
Ben.
A gap there. And now they're going to have a little bit of
Ben
a gap.
Maybe Ben won't show up. Maybe the baby gets sick or just Sierra comes and Ben has to stay home with the baby or something.
Yeah.
This is not a baby anymore.
I don't know.
You know, there could be a reason why Ben
doesn't
come over. You know, I don't know. I haven't heard. They could play something sneaky. I don't know.
Well, we'll find out. My hope is Ben and Sierra come back together and they can talk them into staying till the, you know, for a while because I love them. And I think, and I know that Christian Alfonso was there taping for the Doug stuff in November. I've read that.
Yes.
And so, I mean,
I hear
and
it's
she's going to be
November,
there.
Right?
Yeah.
The
right.
Memorial
they're saving
will be
it.
In November.
I think they probably have already taped a lot of it. But, yeah, I think it'll all air. And that's the anniversary of Days of Our Lives on November the 8th. So I think that I think I know that I've read Christian's coming back. So that's really good. But I also I appreciated the Theodore J. Mooney reference. I knew I watched the Lucy show, so
Mooney.
I knew who that was, too. And I love that. And so now I think it's interesting that they're using these other famous television character names like Mark Green.
Sloan Peters.
Yeah, Dr. Yeah. Mark Green. Who came,
and then who
yeah,
is
we've seen him, the lady at
Yeah, right.
At the office.
I'm glad you brought that up. I forgot about that. Yeah. Mention that.
Who?
Yeah.
Who?
Dr. Mark Green.
Oh,
yeah.
From ER.
Like ER.
I knew that sounded familiar.
From ER.
Yeah.
And
EJ's
brother.
Go ahead.
Yeah, EJ's what?
EJ's assistant. What is her character's name?
Oh, Edith?
Oh, Rita.
Rita.
Okay.
We haven't seen her for a while.
I know.
I
was thinking she played somebody.
Yeah.
I hope they keep her no matter who. Who is? I hope they keep Rita, no matter who's the CEO. Although I really
she
loved
be
her.
So.
Go
ahead.
Yeah. What Anna?
Anna, go ahead.
Were you saying you totally loved her witty repartee with EJ?
Yes.
Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah. I also think she could do a lot. She could do a lot to maybe temper Kristen's ego too.
Mess with her. She needs, because Rita knows where everything is. And so it would be lovely to see a bitchy Kristen get a taste of her own medicine by
drive
Rita.
Kristen nuts.
You know, like she could easily fire her, but if she did, she wouldn't know where all the secrets are.
Yep.
So
right.
That would be
right.
Fun.
Humor. I love her. I love Rita.
Yeah.
She's one of my favorite characters. And so, I'm curious as to what they do, but I do like the Dr. Mark Green idea. I had written in on something, I don't even know what it was, on the internet, and had made a comment not too long ago, because like I said, the fact, you know, of course it was funny that he's Mark Green, but I thought, you know, and I didn't realize they were creating a whole family, which is what I understand they're doing now. So Mark Green is, you know, going to be related to the other guy that was the out of the double date for, right?
Aaron.
Yeah. So
Felicity.
He's in it, right? And then I think it's Felicity who's been working at Sweet Bits. She's going to be in the family. And then I read last week, you know, you were talking about Anna Lynn McCord, who is the new actress that they've hired. She was hired during the other regime. But she does have a year's contract. So she's going to be there for a while. From what I understood, I'm reading out of whatever on the internet, and so I don't know 100% if it's true or not. I don't have any direct contacts with Hollywood, so I don't know. But I think that this was not the original idea for her, and so they have kind of moved to Plan B, which is to kind of bring her in. They showed her Wednesday was her first day, you know, and she was just in that.
You're talking about the Abigail, the fake Abigail or whatever?
Yeah. Right.
Fake Abigail? Okay.
The actress is named Anna Lynn McCord, and it's quite interesting. Word. If you read, there's some interesting, you know, she's got a lot of her history. She's got, I think, a website, which I read through. She actually had, again, what Ed, the article says, I don't know, the article says that she actually had DID, which is the dissociative identity, whatever.
What?
So,
oh,
you know,
I didn't hear that.
Wow.
I won't go into it. If y'all want to, go out and look at some of her work on the internet, on YouTube, because she
Google
has
her name.
It, and pretty, you know, she's a beautiful girl. She's actually 36, which I thought she was younger than that. I don't think she looks 36, but you know, as I get older, I can't tell people's age very well anymore.
Chad's age, I think, right?
All right, and they had something where they were asking fans, you know, I think she posted it.
Yes, she did. Like, she's this mystery woman.
She said,
who do you think I am?
Yeah. I know, I replied, faux Abigail. I think there's going to be a lot of twists and turns to this story. And I know that she's very tight. I read something, too, also, that Clyde is going to be very involved in all this. So Clyde is not gone.
James Reed sticking around. Yeah.
Yeah, or coming back. I mean, I haven't seen him in the last week or two. You know, I think he sent some threatening call
him.
To somebody.
I don't like Clyde,
but
I like him.
Oh, he's an excellent actor. I mean, he was in North and South.
Then South. I had a crush on him back in North and South. I liked him more than Patrick.
1986. And that was filmed in my home state of South Carolina. And I went down there. I was on spring break from college in 1986. So we can tell I'm old. But, I actually saw
still
him.
Still older than y'all.
Jeannie Francis.
I'm probably about the same age.
Jonathan Frakes.
About the same age as Angela? Anna, maybe?
I think so.
Don't want to say,
I think that'll be interesting. But I also read that, you know, who she might be at the beginning may not be who she is longer term. They're really leaving it as a twist and turn. But keep in mind, she was hired under the old regime, and you know, I think, you know, so something could have changed when, you know, the strike was over and, you know, everybody came back. But she's got a year's contract, so I feel like we'll be seeing her as different people or same person or whatever. But I guess they're going to go very slow, it sounds like, with introducing her. I think we're going to just be seeing her like in that room or just very limited things. We're not going to, quote unquote,
forever.
She said she's going to be a mystery woman. She's going to be a mystery woman, and I think to me, it's because they're not going to. I think that's exactly what's going to happen. I think that's what she said in whatever I read too. That this is not going, they'll keep people guessing about it. I'm calling her the faux Abigail. So I guess I'm still not thinking that that's who. You know, I know that was not who from what they've said. At least it doesn't sound like that was a original plan. But I think that's what, and that's what I voted for in whatever thing I was writing, you know. But we'll see. Like I said, she's a beautiful girl for sure. And she does not look 36 to me. She looks younger. So that's interesting. But I'm thankful to be watching the show. And so, we're in a lot of transitions on the show right now. And overall, I think it's pretty good. And, we certainly have been through a lot worse. And I saw an interesting article just about Days of Our Lives. And I was just going to mention this a bit, and I'm not going to talk incessantly here, but I thought it was interesting because I don't understand this, and maybe y'all do. They were talking about, how popular, Days has been for Peacock. But I don't know how they measure all these things on streaming versus how we did it on network. I just don't know.
Yeah.
But I read.
Where Peacock was like, they were the number one Peacock show that had been watched in a certain period of time. Like there were like 9 or 10 Netflix. Then it was Peacock was the next one after that, and it was Days of Our Lives. So I don't know what period of time. I don't know what how they measure it. If they measure it by hits, if they measure it by hours viewed. I mean, I have no idea. But
I looked something up. I'm such a nerd. I looked a little bit of this, and it doesn't seem to be. Whereas how ratings get done, it seems to be a little bit nebulous how that is determined. I'm happy that they're saying that because that gives me hope because, that Days can continue. They're in their 59th season, but in November it'll switch to 60, and their only their contract was only through season 60, and they can film. Obviously, we can tell the stuff we're watching is stuff that was filmed in January, and this is June 20th or 22nd. So, I've read that. I've read it several places that. Sadly, Greg Vaughn has taped his last episodes in April.
Oh.
So that would mean that, he would not be
that's
there.
That's why
yeah,
I was
but
thinking
that,
that he may be back and forth, but yeah, I thought maybe he was going to be gone for a while, which is a bummer.
So. Well, I think he's going to be, he's filmed everything. Obviously, he's going to be, be on air through December. But he's been, I've read.
He's there for the memorial.
But keep in mind that Ron is back. The regime is back there now. There are several things that I have read on, the internet, I guess, not from a website or anything, but from I can't even think right now. I'm going to have to think about it and start writing down where I read these things. But it sounds if you count it and they're through season 60, they'll be through filming it by the end of December.
The 60th season.
Yeah,
it'll be 60 years next year. Oh, okay.
No, it's 50. Yeah, when I looked at it on Peacock, it says it's season 59, and their seasons end
right.
in November.
Oh.
So we will be in season 60 in November. So I'm hoping that I'm encouraged, and I've read an article, and I can't remember the man's name. This is awful. I need to start getting some references here. But I know that they have now hired somebody, or somebody has stepped in, because they got rid of a lot of the behind the scenes management and brought in an intimacy coordinator and so many other things. But whoever this man is really wants is his whole job is really to try to make sure that Days has a future. And
more years.
So
yeah,
I would love that. But like I said, right now, when people are when people finish up filming, when they're filming 6 months in advance, like I said, really, if you finish filming in December, that's going to run through the next year almost. So I think that they're trying very hard to make sure, some more time. And they want to continue. And I think that, it's certainly why I got Peacock.
Just keep watching, everyone.
Yeah,
I know. Everybody keep watching Peacock. And also it's very inexpensive. It's like $5.99 a month. So it's not like some of these other things that cost a tremendous amount, and they're bringing more content besides just Days on there, which I've really appreciated.
Oh, I've watched a lot of good shows on there.
Yeah.
On Peacock.
And Olympic Trials.
They have that
on.
Yeah.
I love the real old ones. I'm a huge Perry Mason
fan
from the 60s. I wasn't even alive when that was on.
They have a lot of old shows on.
And a lot of old soap stars, Frances Reed, they're quite a number
Perry
of
Mason.
People. On Perry Mason, the original. And then also That Girl with Marlo Thomas. I grew up, that show was on before I was born, and then I think it stopped in like 67. Mm. So I was not old enough to remember anything about it, but I always they ran reruns, and I would when I stayed with my grandmother sometimes as a little girl, we would always watch That Girl. So that's on there.
I love that one too.
There's more movies.
There was Bewitched.
Bewitched.
I was teeny tiny when Bewitched was on.
Teeny tiny.
Two or three. I remember trying
and
to get things to move with my nose. I was like, I want to be like vanilla.
You can't do it. I love that. And the original Dick Van Dyke Show is on there, which is a fabulous show. I love that show with Mary Tyler Moore as his wife, Laura Petrie. They were the Petries.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of older
TV.
They
have a lot of old shows on Peacock.
And then they have newer things, like the day after the Oscars, they had all five top films that were honored on Peacock for free. I mean, not for free, but you paid that $5.99, it's on there. So they have lots. So it's not just, I love Hallmark movies, so it's not just Hallmark movies or something that, I've never even heard of. Oppenheimer is still their number one movie that's playing. I watched that because I had not seen any of the films that were nominated for Oscars, but it won Best Picture. Oppenheimer is still on there, and then there's another one that was nominated that's still on there. So they initially, the first 2 weeks after the Oscars, they had all five of the big movies, from the year. So I think they're really, gearing up, to have a lot more diversity of what they cover. Obviously, they have a lot of sports.
They didn't get Barbie yet, did they?
I don't know.
Everyone says how good it was. I haven't seen it.
What?
But I don't know. Barbie.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Ryan Reynolds is in it. That's probably a plus. I don't know. I'm not sure. But I have not. I did not notice Barbie.
I know
that
played like
Barbie
opposite
not there.
Oppenheimer.
Is it Ryan Gosling? I haven't seen any
Ryan
of them.
Gosling, I think.
Oh, right. Maybe that's
I'm not
right.
Sure
maybe
which
it's Ryan
one.
Gosling.
I get them
rather,
mixed
yeah,
up.
I get those
yeah.
confused.
I do, too. Which one is which?
I do, too.
You know what? I'm getting so old now. I don't. These younger actors, who are these? You know, I'm more on the line of Kevin Costner and Tom Hanks. Those, you know.
Harrison Ford.
Yes. All the old guys. But, you know, that's who I grew
Richard
up with.
Richard Gere.
I mean, those are my peers.
Richard Gere, but
Richard Gere
is still out there making movies. And I saw some article or something on the Internet.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he's fully gray-haired. He is still one of the most handsome men I've ever seen.
Yeah,
so
officer.
Officer
and a gentleman.
They get more handsome. They get more handsome than they were when they were.
Yeah.
Yes. When they age.
I think he is.
Yes.
Yeah. I think he is.
I think someone on Days that fits that as far as men is. I think Wally Kurtz has aged extremely well. I liked his character back in the day, but I wasn't really, he was just kind of cute, you know? But he has grown into a very handsome man, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
I think so, too. And, I think y'all have been to a lot more of these fan events. And like I said, the things I went to were in 2010, which were quite some time ago. But he was also just, you know, I love the character that Justin plays now. You know, I love him, you know, as the part, you know, as that character. And he's, you know, just I think he is handsome. I think the gray has helped him. Greg Vaughn didn't need any help to be handsome, but Greg Vaughn, I think, looks fantastic.
Let's hope he ages well, too. He should. Right?
Like I said, he's always looked extremely handsome. I don't,
even
I don't,
he has
I don't
that touch of gray,
about men. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, he has the gray, and he's letting the gray in, which looks good, I think.
And what's so funny on the show, and again, this is what I love about Days right now, too, is that they are really using more humor. And, I was not really, Leo fan, but honestly, I love him going to see Marlena, and honestly, love all of his one-liners now, because he was saying something, I forgot what, he's got a nickname for Eric, and it's, it's something with, that means something about being a real handsome, gray-haired guy.
He has nicknames for everybody. Yes, he has names for everyone. And he talks, like, the way so fast, you have to really listen to him, and he just is on just like that. It's like, he's hilarious.
I like him now. When I first came on, I was a little bit neutral, honestly, I
didn't like him because he
Marlena.
Was a nasty person. Just like Xander. I hated Xander when he first won. Now I love him. I mean, he's just, rooting for him all the time.
I agree with both of those. I didn't like
Leo
at first.
No, I did not like
him. And I hated Xander for a while. Boy, when they brought him back that one time, I was like, oh.
So that just tells you why they play it. Oh, we're almost over.
Now, Xander always had the same last name as me. So I always liked
him. Oh, yeah.
No
Xander Clark.
For some reason, early on with him, I read something and that he had to say, and then I have seen, his wife is an actress, I think, on Broadway.
Yes.
Or
Broadway. Yeah, Broadway.
And I've read so many articles about them and as a couple and just how much respect he has. I'm very much a Paul Telfer fan. I think he's a good guy, and I mean, and he can play an obnoxious character very well. And I don't think that we've really seen that side of things since James Scott. And you know how much I love James Scott when he was on.
Oh, yeah.
I think Paul Telfer has got the acting chops to be able to really handle that and to come across and, you know, in so many different ways, still show empathy, still be, you know, excited about his baby, being sweet to Sarah, you know, all these things. And, they come across very authentic. But we know, you know, that he also, you know, he's the one that killed Constantine. I think he's an awesome get that they've, and I'm so thankful that he's on the show. I'm a big fan of Paul Telfer.
Yeah.
So, that his last name was Cook, but I guess they'll go to Kiriakis soon. So.
Yeah. Well, I guess this is the end of the show. Yeah. They just gave me a.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So,
hey, well, it was great to hear from you, Angela.
Yes.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
It's
like,
thanks for calling
in. The minute I heard your voice, I was like, oh, my gosh. So, we're happy to hear from you and that you've reconnected with us. You're part of the fam.
Yep.
Yeah.
Love y'all. Thank you. I appreciate it. Y'all be sweet.
Well,
I hope everybody's doing well.
Yeah. We'll see everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a good rest
of
the weekend.
Yes, have a great week, ladies.
Take care.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.